Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Clark Sowers, who is the CEO and founder with The Expert Effect. Clark, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Clark, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sounds good, Paul. Really excited to share. And just like New Leaf, we have that goal of just really helping people and organizations thrive. So we share that in common. We have about 50 people on staff at Expert Effect. Some are experts who focus on human resources. And we have just people who focus on all aspects at the HR director, VP level, but then also individuals who are real specialized in certain areas. And then we also have a team of stress resiliency experts. And they help people in high-performing roles become even more resilient to the stress that they face. And so for the best practice, there's so many out there. This one's fresh in my mind because I love the Olympics. I wish I could just take a two-week vacation every time the Olympics roll around and just watch 24/7. And something that I noticed with the Olympics is these athletes show up knowing that defeat is a possibility. And we really, in the business world, we do not want to have defeat. We see defeat as a big setback, and we have tons of anxiety around it. And especially when people get into leadership roles, they feel like they have to show up winning the gold or the silver, the bronze every time. And athletes, they show up to events knowing that defeat is a big possibility. Those Olympic athletes, they know they might not get on the podium. They have a lot of confidence that they will, but they know that it might not happen. And so in the business world, I feel like if we could show up knowing that defeat is a possibility and to be more resilient, just like athletes are, it could go a long way. So you think about Olympic athletes, pressure is intense. And if they have defeat, they have to wait 4 years until they have a chance at the Olympics again. And in the business world, we can don't have to wait 4 years. We can recoup quicker. And so when we look at athletes, what do they do to really make sure that they can overcome that defeat? One thing they do is just set a short-term goal. So yeah, they didn't place at the Olympics, but what's the next competition they can do in 2 to 3 months? It's not on a worldwide stage, but if they have a victory there, it'll get their confidence back, their motivation back, et cetera. So in the business world, when we do have defeat, just see it as a short-term thing, and how can we get back into the groove very quickly? Also, athletes are really good at processing. They see it as an opportunity to process with someone. They don't just stay in their head. In the business world, we often, especially leaders, we're not going to vent one of our colleagues. We don't want to admit defeat or weakness. But athletes know they'll get with their coach, they'll get with their performance psychology expert, and they will debrief and go deep on what happened and how can we arrive better the next time. And then the other thing that I think athletes are good at is they see defeat as really good intel for the future, rather than seeing it as a learning experience. I have two boys, 10 and 12, and whenever I tell them, if they mess up with something like, let's look at this as a learning experience, boys, they tune out immediately. We actually don't like that learning experience type thing. So we can kind of shift our perspective in the business world. And if we have defeat, all right, I got some good intel on how to do things differently. An Olympic athlete, they're like, now I know what it's like to show up with athletes around the world and be in front of such a large audience. And I'm going to nail it next time. So we do the same thing. Could be good. So that's what I have for you today. I really hope these tips are very helpful, and just this concept and way to look at things differently are very helpful to everyone who's tuning in.
Clark, I really like that, and very, very clear, concise, very practically applicable, and obviously very topical with the tie-in from the Olympics into the real working world as well. Really appreciate that. And definitely those of us that are blessed with children can definitely relate to what you said there about trying to lead, for want of a better expression, our children. Just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Clark, could I offer you a dreadful virtual high five?
Let's do it. Oh, I was off on the timing. That's defeat. We'll get it better next time.
Clark, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. Thanks ever so much.
You're welcome, Paul. Pleasure.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.